Mama. What was that?
What was that?
James.
James. I'm gonna smoke a ciggy.
Oh, Mama, I want to do that too.
Why can't you?
I just have to get my like fucking. I have to put my fucking shoes on. You know?
Mama, I have to
Stupid.
do this thing where I like go through and like find all these people.
Oh,
And
like sort of like a what's Where's Waldo situation?
yeah, basically.
What do you have to do for work?
For work.
Ada.
And
Ada. Sabor.
what state is Hyderabad in?
Mama, are you on the bitch?
Bitch.
Are you, bitch? Are
A
you on?
Telangana.
Are you on fucking Sporkle right now, bitch?
No, this is for work.
Rakama.
What's
Penny.
Madhapur? Is that a city in Hyderabad?
Kuala Lumpur
Is a busy corporate area in think, look at us, madam.
a corporate area. I'll show you my corporate area.
But I like all these women are just, I feel bad for them because they're
Kill
uglier than
these
me.
women.
No, it's like, it's just I feel bad for them because like I'm not the most beautiful person out there.
Are they
But
homely? Are you saying they're homely?
these lawyers, these female lawyers are so homely. Why
Oh,
is it spelled homely
mama.
but then comely? Like
I
I'm
don't know.
pronounced.
I don't
Are
know.
you comely?
I'm comely.
It's comely. Isn't it pronounced comely?
Yeah. I believe so.
Oh, she's the diversity committee chair. Oops.
Oops. Are you
Uh-oh, not for long,
doing a
bitch.
seating chart or what?
No, I have to like we're switching. It's like so boring you wouldn't care. Like, do you really want me to get into it or no?
Well, don't set the name of your company because you're on a lot because you're live on it right now.
No, live on air. No, I'm not gonna say no, I have to use like so do you know what CRM stands for?
Yeah, I do.
What does it stand for?
Cookie R Monster.
Cookies are must cookies. No, so it's client relationship management or
Oh.
client relations management.
Why
And
does it smell
so
like pee in my house? I'm so annoyed.
it's Donnie. He peed himself.
I know shit. There's a wetness on the freaking kitchen floor.
Ruh-roh. How cold is it out?
It's 70.
It's
It
actually only
is.
60 here.
Oh, bro, we'll rock up by Sweet Baby James.
How dare,
How don't you come for me?
how dare you?
This is my last cigarette. I hope that you appreciate that.
What?
This is our last cigarette, and my lighter is fucking dead.
Well, I bought myself more cigarettes.
Rock of us, sweet baby
Can you keep
James.
like an eye on the time?
Yeah, like that
Because
we're
I'm gonna.
recording or what?
No, well, what time is it?
It's 2:48.
Okay, I have a thing at 3:30.
Online. Online. Is your mom in town yet?
Yeah, I already saw her today.
Boots. She's staying at the Ritz.
Just say that.
Or she's staying at a fucking Airbnb like usual.
No, she's staying with Sean and Renee.
Oh, work, bitch. That's such tea.
That's why I said you could say that.
Oh, that's so tea. I forgot that they were in New York for some reason. Or I for some reason my brain was like, oh, like that's like a president level job, so like they don't just live somewhere. They like have like a castle or something in Central
Yeah, well,
Park.
my mom couldn't get through security.
Right, they were like, how many books have you published? What are the sales?
Just, I wish I weren't ugly.
You're not, you were just saying how these women were uglier than you, mama.
Mama, okay. The
Send me a picture.
bar is in hell, Mama. The bar
Send
is
me
in
a
hell.
picture and I'll put a black bar over her eyes and mouth and we'll make it
No.
the photo.
Maybe I will
You
though.
make me laugh and laugh, you know that.
My aunt laughs and laughs to see the cab run down the path in a linen hat.
Someone
Do you like my southern accent?
would be like, you someone would be like, you're not rural, and then you say that and they're like, you're too rural.
Can you say that pretty good?
Okay.
How did you say it?
Oh, I
Rural?
rural, rural, roll.
Roo.
You're roll, roll. You're roll, roll.
The
Oh, I wish I had a beverage. Ugh.
Oh, I have a beverage.
Oh, what do you have? Coffee?
It's guava,
Mama.
orange, banana.
Oh, is it a
Could be terrible.
smoothie?
No, it's just juice. Could be terrible, could be great.
Are you at your boyf's?
Yeah, I'm at his place. I'm working from home in New York.
Oh, also you have like a full you fully have a resource to like entertain your mother while you're like doing work.
Do you mean?
Oh, I don't know why I thought she was just like hanging out with them.
Was
They're probably working. I'll bleep the name, so I'll just say, what is Mrs. President? What is the FLOTUS doing?
Mom, there's not like. It's not like she's gonna get fired from her. You know what she was doing today? She was at Italian class.
That's
Like,
so
this is what
fierce,
FLOTUS is
bitch.
up to.
That's so fierce, bitch. I would do that. I would marry a POTUS to get it to be able to go to Italian class.
But so it's not like you saying the name Renee.
Means anything,
I
yeah.
actually think that it would be so easy for a dedicated listener to find out who we're talking about.
Yeah, true. Our dedicated listener, you.
Yeah, and I will. When I get
You're gonna dig deep.
Alzheimer's, me, like, I'm gonna still be researching though.
Who were they talking about? Sounds so familiar.
Who is this? Seen?
Scene?
Seen. I feel seen.
Oh my God. Why is there a vacuum cleaner on the outside patio? What is going on?
What is going on?
It's so weird. It's unclear.
I
Yeah,
killing myself.
it's me.
What about little tap shoes?
So if you're not doing a seating chart, what are you doing exactly?
Okay, so client relationship management. So we have this whole program
Oh, okay.
that, like, it measures how many times you've emailed someone or contacted them through firm stuff or met with them or whatever. I don't even know.
I see,
And
I see.
rates your relationship on a scale of 1 to 10. And so
Oh, okay.
we had an old saying, and then we just got a new software for that. So we have to go through and add all these new contacts for all the lawyers.
Okay. Gotcha. You should stop by the office in New York. Just dropping by.
I would love to.
You can find out which gay has your job there and you can steal it from them.
I don't need to. Mama, I
Yes.
have plans. I'm machinating right now.
Oh, Mama, tell me about the machinations.
I can't tell you about it on pod.
Okay.
I've become so superstitious about
Same.
speaking things aloud.
Boots.
You know? Like, I used to like walk under ladders and shit, you know? Be like, this is bad luck. Now I've gotten so superstitious.
You before you were just a little stitious.
Superficious.
Superlicious.
You think Fergie's gonna like, where's she been up to?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Honestly, Superlicious would be like a good name for a song.
Oh yeah.
See, I feel like I have all these like kind of random ideas like floating around my head for good ideas for music, but I can't like combine them into like any like I'm like, oh, Superlicious. And then you do like that like kind of like metallic bubble writing for the album cover, and then it's like it's just vicious. I like dishes. Like,
Yeah.
wouldn't that be a slay song? But
Yeah.
like, I can't make that into a real song.
Well, now I can take it. I can just take from this recording and I can make my song.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll come up with better lyrics. Just give me a beat.
Me a beat.
Bring the beat in. Anything for you, Beyonce.
Bring the beat in.
Mama, you know what I want to do? I want to do high ropes. That'd be so fun. That's the one sad part about not being a teacher, is like, when you're a teacher, you get to do all like fun kid activities, like,
True.
and like you're like, oh, I'm just doing this because like I'm a like a, you know, I'm the like what's it called when a t
Oh,
the chaperone,
chaperone,
the
chaperone.
chaperone.
That's right. Oh, it's so bad in here. I can't even stay in this room. It smells so bad.
Get out, get out, girl, world, get out. But I become Superlicious. Ooh, maybe
Superlicious.
I should climb up this rock feature.
Wait, rock feature, where are you?
I'm in the park.
Oh,
The
Zoo Park.
park. Oh, all of these parks in New York have like a bunch of rocks in them.
Yeah,
Geology.
schist.
I don't think it's schist. I mean,
Okay.
maybe it's schist. I wouldn't know.
I'm pretty sure the New York is not a fist.
York is kind of like the home of American evil, though.
That's true.
Like, I know it's like Jamestown and Massachusetts is where American evil was born, but really, wasn't it born in New York?
Yeah, probably. Oh, that's fine. Wow. That's a Molly.
What? Hot tamale?
Sweating.
You're sweating? Is it really that hot out?
It's just there's like no airflow in this building, and it's just not like
Get
piss.
out. Get out of the building. Leave the building.
Yeah, but I like right now I need to be in like a comfortable position, or I might die.
Fair, fair, very fair.
You know, sometimes you smoke a cigarette and you're like, oh, I feel like I could take on the world, and then sometimes you smoke a cigarette and you're like, I can't move.
Well, sometimes you smoke a cig and it knocks you out.
Yeah, I'm knocked
Me
out.
laid out on the
Breathing.
floor.
Breathing heavily.
Huh? What?
Well, oh.
The thinnest layer of the earth.
I literally keep trying to
Oh, I
get
got a point.
the thinnest layer of the earth.
That's correct.
Oh. Good point. You got picky.
I'm already crying.
I keep trying to
Let's get Trisha on the pod.
I know, right?
We
I keep
need to get
trying
her.
to like upgrade my used espresso setup, And every time there's something like fucked up with it, it's like, don't donate your old espresso machine if it's broken. Don't fuck with me.
Well, I have one.
Nespresso you have.
Oh, you have like an actual espresso machine,
Yeah.
you mean?
Yeah, maybe I'll try
Ugh.
to get someone to buy one for our new apartment.
Who will? Who?
I don't know, someone who's like happy housewarming.
Start a GoFundMe for
Yeah,
our.
that's right, bitch.
We need an espresso machine. We could pay for it, but.
We're gay. We need it. Oh, I think here's the secret, though, I think, is that, like, here's the tea. I think
The
that
tea?
most people who have GoFundMes could pay for what they want to pay for, but they don't want to, and that's why they do the GoFundMe. Now,
Okay,
certainly,
I
certainly
don't
there
think
are
that's.
people who do a GoFundMe who are like, I have negative five. Excuse me. I had like negative $50,000 because I have a like a mobility aid or whatever that cost me as much as a car.
I got hit by a car while in my
But
mobility
I think some people are just like, oh, I have
and
no
then that's
debt
another.
and I have very little money. But and if I spend this money on this thing right now, then I'll have even less money. Meanwhile, I'm like three credit cards deep. It
Wait.
taking out student loans just to like sort of not be in debt, like actively.
Yeah.
And I'm not asking for the GoFundMe.
Maybe you should, but I don't think you'd get a lot of traction is the problem.
No, I need like a sad story.
I mean, I think you could try and milk your story for
Oh, I need an
sadness, but
actively
like,
bad story.
oh, you need to be in a bad situation right now.
It needs to be like.
Ooh. Let's fabricate.
Yeah, right. Help me
My.
escape Maryland.
No, help me escape my evil roommate, and then
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
get video of me acting evil.
Yeah, you're crouching down like, hey, I'm gonna get you.
Or like satanic stuff. Satana, Satana.
My whole apartment smells like pee because my roommate is
And then.
incontinent but refuses to acknowledge it.
But you could just do that. You could say, help me. Like again, like you, okay, there's stuff you could do, but
I
like,
know, but that's like another job, you know.
yeah, well, I mean, the other thing is like, I don't know. I feel like the finger is like, this is one of those times where it's like, you're annoyed at other people who need a GoFundMe because they don't have, they're not as impoverished as you are, but they are also impoverished. You
Yeah.
know?
What is travel juice?
Travel juice. Mama, I think that we are going to get accused of anti-Semitism.
What, by who? You?
No, I don't think we're anti-Semitic.
I
But I
also don't
think
think
that.
so.
No, but I think that we joke about it enough. And.
Listen, this is not Red
We're
Scare, sister.
pro-Palestine. So, like, I feel like, you know, if they wanted to, they could be like, oh, see, they love Hamas. And it's like, well, no, but like I
Yeah,
am from
right.
Palestine.
They'll
But like, it's.
Photoshop a picture of me wearing a t-shirt that says, I heart Hamas.
You love hummus?
Yeah, that's right. That's a Sacha Baron Cohen bit.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Is he annoys the shit out of me. Like, I feel like, also, like, I feel like his whole thing was like, ah, yes, Borat, I'm making fun of anti-Semites. But, like, actually, it was both just anti-Semitic and racist in different ways. Because, like, why did he have to be from Kazakhstan? Like, why was he,
Yeah, I don't know.
right? That's where Borat's from.
Yeah, I guess so. And that's, I mean, I just
But you
feel
know
like,
what's
that's
so
what I'm saying, it
iconic?
feels like the pin, it's
I
just
want a
the
man
tree.
who makes six attack on me.
Yeah, that is very funny. I just think it's like, isn't that just like the trio of like far enough east to not be Europe, far enough west to not be Asia, and far enough north not to be, or like
Like,
far enough east to not be Europe, far enough west to
not to be China
not to
and far
be
enough
Middle
north.
East or
Yeah.
whatever.
No, but I mean, it's like, I mean, it's Central Asia, but like in the US, we just do not have a, like, that's just like a part of the world that we don't interact with. I mean, like, in general.
I wonder if you could do like a study about English names for countries and like which ones are anglicizations and which ones are just like mispronunciations. Like Afghanistan, isn't that like the name of the country in the language, like Arabic, whatever?
Well, it wouldn't be Arabic.
Okay,
It'd
well,
be like
whatever then.
Pashto or Urdu,
Urdu, sure.
probably. I mean, well, I mean, like, there is like a.
Like Germany, what the fuck? Deutschland?
Well, yeah, in Spanish they call it Alemania. Because,
Yeah.
like, it's just kind of random, though. Like, some of them are anglicizations. Some of them have this, like, old, like, long, like, Germany probably has, like, a very long and old English history, you know, that word. But then there's, like, places like Japan, which is, like, that's not at all what they like. They call themselves
Right.
Nippon or Nikon.
Yeah,
Like,
right. So that just feels, I mean, it feels just like a natural extension of like the slur of calling someone a Jewish American princess. You know what I mean?
yes, it does.
It's
Well, I
like
mean, it's also like the
those
kind of
Gap. Japanese people.
like, I mean, like India, like Hindustan is like probably a more a closer version of what they call it, but like we call it India because of the relationship to the Indus River, you know,
Right.
which is comes from what the Greeks called it,
Oh,
you
okay.
know.
See, well, just it just feels like we're like,
Like
no, we're
it's
gonna
a
call it this because of our reason, and we're not gonna learn what it is in Hindi or in like Tamil or anything.
Well, I mean, it's kind of crazy how, like, it's just random, though, because, like, some things were, like, the Dominican Republic, but then we say El Salvador, like, why do we translate some of them, but not the other
Puerto
ones?
Rico.
Or, like,
Puerto Rico.
I'm trying to think
Fucking
about, like,
Trump thing.
I mean, like, there's other things, like, other languages do this too. Like, in Spanish, they call it Mexico, but,
Right.
like, that's not how it should be pronounced. Because if you, like, speak Nahua, like, it should be, like, there is a group of people called the Mexica. You know,
Yeah.
like, it's an SH sound. You know, like, let's just be for real. You know, like, how is this actually pronounced? Let's use our critical thinking skills. You know, like, or how should it be pronounced? But, like, I think that humans have a long history of just adopting kind of what other people do and say. It's like why so many, like, words for people come from their word for human, or sometimes even their word for outsiders. Like, or other people's languages for outsiders. Like how, like, Navajo is not how a lot of Diné people
Yeah.
identify. It's like some people do. Like, I don't want to speak for all of them, but like, or that, like, a
Hey,
lot of the names.
you sure you don't want to speak for the entirety of the of those people?
Diné people? No, I don't. Well, but
And I think that's
like,
so brave of you.
exonyms and endonyms like are crazy just because people are very lazy. Like, I mean, like,
True.
there are a lot of native like nations that like have just like English words, like, or French, like Nez Perce. Like, that just comes from French. But
Wow.
we were like, eh, we're not gonna come up with something else. But like,
Right.
isn't there like, there's something very famous where it's like, oh, like we thought like that we were calling these people their name, but actually it's just their word for people, you know? Or the name that we call them is from another language, and what they call themselves is sounds totally different. Oh, I think that I mean, like Anishinaabe. I'm just thinking in the U.S. because it's so clear to me here. But like, I mean, it's the same thing with like Germany and Deutschland. Like, why don't we just call it Deutschland? Like, why? Like,
Yeah, I don't
I mean, like some things I get, like somewhat anglicizing things, like I could see why you might name, like I can see how we got Spain from Hispania,
What about
but.
in is so there's a character in Deep Space Nine who's a shapeshifter who's never met one of his own kind. His name is Odo, but it's actually part of the word, part of the Bajoran word for the Bajoran word Odo Ita, which means nothing. So basically, they were like, "You are nothing," but then people just started calling him Odo, and now he thinks of it as his name.
Yeah, I
You know,
mean,
Deep
again,
Space
like there's.
Nine is actually the best Star Trek. I'm sorry, it's better than everything that's been made subsequently and most of the stuff that's been made before it.
I believe you. So I'm not gonna watch it.
Oh my God, bitch.
Well, it's just like, oh, this is the best Star Trek. Okay, so the peak of Star Trek is like where on a scale of 1 to 100, like a 37?
I like
No, I'm
that.
curious. Where would it be?
Well, what's a 100 like? 100
No, I'm
for you.
joking. No.
One Piece
What's a
is 100
100?
for you, so.
No, it's not. I think One Piece is a 60 max. Like,
Well,
I would. Re
that's a good question.
like, what's a 100 piece of media? Like, the perfect piece of media?
TV.
What?
TV.
The perfect TV show? I guess the Watchmen series.
That is
That's
good.
probably the. I can't think of a better TV show than that. I think part of it is because they ended it before it got so shitty. Like, I would also probably personally put Feud on there, but only the first season, you know? And even
So,
then,
Deep
I feel
Space
like
Nine
Feud.
and One Piece was so different, but I think it's not much far behind.
Oh, okay. So you would say it's about a 60?
Out of everything that I've ever seen, yeah.
That's not a bad endorsement, honestly, with the quality of media these days.
I know. Second season's too, like, shitting the bed.
Oh, I finished that creepy anime.
Ooh, what happened in the end? Does her head come out of the box?
Well, it turns out there was two different kind of storylines that were like running in parallel and
Interesting.
were impacting each other. What time is it, by the way?
Right now, it is
Yeah.
3:13 p.m.
Okay, I'm gonna start walking my way back, making my way downtown.
Running.
When
Someone
we're
running from the
singing that in the
subway.
nursing home, that song will not exist
There's
anymore.
a
People will be
code
like,
blue. There's a code blue in like the nurses and like the doctors running, and we're like running.
Nana, why do you always say that? It's from a forgotten song long ago.
Yeah, it's from of our people. The gays.
But so it was like the first story is, oh my God, it was horrible. Like, first of all, the first story is the guy who was writing the story that the main character was reading was like serial killing girls and cutting off their arms trying to put their heads in boxes because he thought that their head would stay alive in there.
Oh my god.
And then the real part behind it was the main girl, who is like the first person, she's the one who got hit by a train.
Uh-huh.
It turns out her friend had pushed her because she had some kind of mental breakdown or something.
Uh-huh.
And then her friend pushed her. And
this
then
is still her out of Adam and then get pushed down the stairs?
I wish. No, she pushed her in front of a train. But she's still alive. But so they brought her to a giant like laboratory that could like function the same as her organs. So they cut up the whole body.
Oh jeez.
Because all she knew was the head. And then someone had kidnapped the head and it was still like a little alive. So she could still like it was still somewhat alive when the guy kidnapped the head. Because he was obsessed with her. I was like, damn. And then it turns out that the sister of the girl whose head got stolen and was actually her mom. And then well, we're getting into kind of darkness territory, so I don't know how dark you want to get.
Well, let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
What number would you give this show?
Out of 10 or out of 100?
100, honey.
I don't know, like a 60.
What?
It was like entertaining.
As good as what, please?
No, One Piece has moments that are 100.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
was like a 60 throughout. Like, okay. One Piece is so big, especially because the anime kind of sucks so hard sometimes that's what brings it down to a 60.
Gotcha.
If we're going just by the manga, I would say that's a 75, you know?
Okay, let me ask you a question. What about Yellow Jackets season 1 and 2, bitch? I think that's 100. 70. Oh, I mean, it's so good, though, right?
I mean, like, it's at least, it's a me 100.
It's so fierce, like, because like, it's so I would for say girls. That, like, I love it.
Like, I think that, like, Watchmen is kind of, like, beloved. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
also just, like, well-crafted, well-acted, well-thought-out. Mm. It's just very well-made, and I think everyone should like it. Like, that's 100 overall. Yellow Jackets is, like, it's kind of like Annihilation, or, like, The Descent.
Mm.
Like, yeah. it's an 100 for me. Like, is The Descent the best movie ever made? No. But a bunch of women getting trapped in a cave? Love that.
Yeah, blood.
Like,
love
that's
that.
100. Like, concept that, alone
I
is
feel
100.
Like that movie was inspired by the idea of, like, what if they all got their period in the cave?
No, bitch, we should make a... We should make that remake.
I know, right? That's all the blood. That's all the
they should be all lesbians. Blood. Oh my god, they should be lesbians.
Yeah.
And then there should be the...
Yellow Jackets put in a cave. We should do that. Oh,
no, and then
the,
also...
Those boys that got caught in the cave in Indonesia, and then...
It's Thailand, mama.
I'm sorry. I reached out and I guessed, and I'm sorry.
You know, you're not geographically that far off, too.
Anyway,
just a different
but
religion,
we'll
just
make girls, and we'll stick them in the cave.
And then I mean, that is kind of Yellow Jackets.
The villain, the will be Elon Musk.
Their periods coming at the same time?
Oh, no, Elon Musk.
Well, I think he did the descent.
Elon Musk but... was like, you mean you don't want to blow up the mountain? That guy
and the
guy, is
and then the
pedo.
Diver. No, the diver was like, actually, let's not do that. That's a bad idea. And he was like, well, you're a pedophile. It's like,
so
great
insane.
We live in a society where just the billionaire, the owner of the world can just say whatever the fuck he wants about any of us.
Yeah, I hope he dies a horrible death as soon as possible.
I don't think that... Don't hold your breath, bitch.
I know. They're going to put him on one of those robots that's actually just a guy in a suit.
No, they're going to put his head in a box.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh. No, but it should be... And then the, like, cave dwellers in The Descent should also be lesbian.
Yes.
I think... I mean... I think that if I were to make a fantasy sci-fi movie, it would be a horror movie, and it would be about an expedition of women who goes on a trip. Maybe I should just write that.
That'd you know,
like, I just think a group of women, like, I mean, like, I was gonna, like, write that paper or something about, like, women on the edge of society. Because, like, I think that we have, like, that, like, men going into the wilderness.
Mm.
Like, that's just, like, every, like, adventure story. Like, men live that in real life.
Yeah, team.
But I wouldn't want to do space. I just feel like space is too boring.
Yeah, it doesn't have much texture.
I mean, honestly, though, do you think that, what do you think would end up worse? An all-lesbian, like, space voyage, or an all-gay man space voyage?
Mom.
Like, and I think that both would fail.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of just thinking about which one would last longer and which one, like, I think the lesbians would last longer, mm-hmm. but I also feel like the results would be so much more disastrous.
Yeah, it's true.
Like they would get where they're going, but no one would be the same.
Yeah, my love is gay. That should be the title theme. I'm feeling gay.
I feel gay.
We should do.
Dum, 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 dum.
We should do it so that it's like two expeditions into space that are like,
and they're racing
like 500 years apart, and then some time stuff happens, and then they meet in the middle.
Oh, like Interstellar.
Yeah.
When they meet me halfway. People like Interstellar.
I know, but people are stupid.
What do you think the people were right about?
The people. Oh God, the people.
The people are talking. The people are saying that you have been playing my heart like a ground piano.
I think that the people were right about electing our God and President Donald J. Trump. No. I think the people were right about...
Mama, what if you were just like,
I think the people were right about the first season of Severance. I think the first season of Severance is very good.
Everyone's watching it is talking.
The second season is not interesting. It's fine, but it's just not as good.
I just hate that they're called innies and outies. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ben Stiller. Honestly, it sort of fits the themes, but... especially when they're not using that term like every 5 seconds, like in the first one you're starting to understand that the people down below don't actually know that like they have an Audi,
so they just think they live at work 100% of the time.
Yeah, but it's like gets complicated. I don't know, it's I think it's good. Grand, you know what the people were wrong about? Ted Lasso, bitch. I watched one episode of that. I did not even touch it, the rest of it. Ted Lasso, bitch.
Well, I just think...
Love Ted Lasso. Grand Ted Lasso. What do you think? What did the people get right?
I don't really know. I don't think anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do I think they got right? Yeah. I don't know. I have to go soon, so we should really wrap this up.
Okay, let's wrap. So
Spirit of Merit. Yum in the tank of color of Willy Wonka. You can see the queen. The queen.
Don't
you? Do my lady
Okay, well, the people were never right about anything. We need to make our own network. And...
Well, I mean, I do think that if by the people we mean gay people were right about Renaissance.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that one influencer who is like, Renaissance may be Beyonce's best body of work, I fear. And she was right.
She was right.
Okie doke, that's 40, so let's call it. Don't
hang
up.
40 minutes? Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh my god, did it stop recording? No, it didn't. Okay, we're good.